Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now.
As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
OriginalCarPoolStore.com. So, what is a carpool? Well, it's a giant tube to help you pee in your car. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just had a huge flash. I got to tell you about it in a second, but congratulations on this, by the way. I know you've been selling these for a while, but this version, this is really well done. I mean, that's as far as, you know, pee funnels go, I got to tell you, that's by far the nicest one I've ever seen.
Well, thank you very much. It's about 5 years in the making of engineering, re-engineering, just to make sure I got it right.
It's got a cap on the tip of it, so you can do that. It's got like a, it would fit over your penis. And I mean, he sells them in 1, 10 packs, 2 packs, 3 packs, all the above. Now, why do you need more than one of these, by the way?
I guess you'd need more than one for the person that wants to maybe throw it away, or if you're traveling with a couple people and you don't want to share the same one in the car.
Yeah,
you
right.
All got to go at the same time on a road trip.
You all got to go at the same. Listen, that's too much familiarity. But what about doing that like a kid's one? Because they're the ones that are always a problem on a road trip, right?
Yeah. Well, no, this would work great for kids as well. It's okay. Great for kids, old people, young people, middle-aged people.
Anybody who has to pee?
Sorry?
I say anybody that has to pee.
Anybody that's got to take a leak, absolutely.
You what? But here's my... You could actually make a specific car make for this, because I realize my Jeep has drain plugs in the floor. Those little plastic ones you can pull out so that if you have your top down and it rains in it, it just automatically drains out the bottom.
Okay.
You add another foot to this thing, and suddenly Jeep has its very own pee evacuator with no bottle necessary.
Wow.
Seriously.
And you just blew my mind right there. I think I have a new model in the process as we speak.
I'm telling you, man. Because they all have them. There's just a little rubber plug you pull out, and it drains all the water out of your Jeep. And they've all got them. Every one of them in the front, in the driver's seat, the passenger seat, the back, everything.
I think that might be my next Kickstarter project.
How fantastic is that? Wranglers, all of them. I'm like, you know what? You're welcome, my friend. That's how you do it. You have Jeep-specific pee vents.
That's amazing.
Well,
I think that's a very good idea.
Well,
I've never seen that before, but that is a great idea.
So tell me this. Why do you not also make a little money maybe selling bottles that fit perfectly to it? Can you make that?
I was originally going to sell bottles, but I was thinking, who goes into the store to buy a container to take a leak into? Instead, they buy a drink, finish the drink, and then they got to go.
Absolutely.
So why not just have them use a 99-cent water bottle or soda bottle and just refill it with their pee after they're done drinking it?
Or you could sell little plastic bags that snap on the end of it and just throw them out the window. Biodegradable pee bags, that's what you need to develop.
Biodegradable pee bags. That could work. That could work as well, you know. But as of now, they're selling, I don't know how many water bottles to circle the planet 20 times or something like that. So right now I'm just using what's most common. But, yeah, biodegradable pee bags could be a possibility in the future.
Along
with your Jeep. with your Jeep idea. So.
Well, you know when you fill a water balloon by the sink, right? It just, you know, just gets big. Why not just a condom?
Yeah, you could. You know, then you're going to have to deal with, you know, tying a knot in the condom while you're driving and talking to the side of the road, I suppose. And
you got me there.
Yeah.
All right, so listen. Where are you selling these at? Just online?
Yeah, I'm selling them online. I'm selling them Amazon. It started out on Kickstarter, and, you know, I had a very low budget to start out, but it ended up going viral. And I did about 30,000 in sales, and a bunch of people writing articles about it, and people are basically going crazy about it. Cause,
good for you, man.
You know, if somebody has some type of pee device in their car, you think they're some kind of weirdo, but once you see the carpool, it's actually kind of cool to take a leak in your car now. So I basically made it cool to take a leak in your car.
You know what? I can't disagree with that. That's, you made it cool to pee in your car. You
absolutely.
Now, how much money
cool
did you put?
Convenient.
Yes, and tell me this: how much did you invest in this originally yourself? Like when you took that Kickstarter, how much of that money did it take to do the research, development, and actually get it until you held the first one in your hand?
Well, I live in New York, so I went down to Canal Street in Chinatown. So that was kind of my R&D.
Okay,
I spent maybe less than $10 on weird, different parts from China. And I put it all together. I use this StayFlex tubing that expands and contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So it contracts down and then expands out so you can actually set the bottle on the floor of your car and then sit in a very comfortable ergonomic position while you're taking a leak.
Right.
So I made the first prototype, and that's what I put on Kickstarter. So it really didn't cost any money, and then I filmed a video, and I just put the video up online, and the rest just kind of went from there. So it was one of the lowest budgets I think probably ever spent on a Kickstarter campaign.
Well, I'll tell
you, $10 to $12.
But I've been in. Have you ever been to Amsterdam or anywhere in Europe where they've got the outdoor?
No, I'm going this summer, but I've not been to Amsterdam yet.
Well, they've got these outdoor urinals, like in the red light district. So guys are just peeing everywhere, and then they've got outdoor ones again. And I've seen them in France as well. But you walk up to them. There's no doors. You're literally, they drop them in the middle with a little crane. They set them down, and there's three urinals, and you stand so close to it that nobody can see anything that's is more private than you would like. And I was thinking, man, this would be even better if you just had like a little portal in a wall somewhere. You literally stand as close as you can to the wall and take a leak.
That would be awesome.
See, you got to sell New York.
A carpool built into a wall somehow.
Yeah, think about these. Because you're from New York. I've been in New York. And let's face it, it smells like pee in some areas.
Oh, everywhere. The subway especially.
Right. Imagine in the subway if you could just walk up to a wall, pull it out, and just pee, and it just goes away.
That would be awesome.
Well, and I start thinking about how many other guys' dirty D's have been in that thing, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Maybe you bring your own carpool, and you could connect it to something.
See,
then pee into the carpool, and then you get to keep the carpool.
We're spitballing this right now. See what we're doing there? We're doing research and development.
I have about three new ideas from this conversation for my next product, so.
If people
going well so far.
People can get a hold of you and with their own ideas, or they could buy a 3-pack for $44 or one for $16.99. If you're an over the road truck driver, if you're a guy who really does have to get it done, a guy who doesn't have time to get out of his car, which by the way, I can't believe that there's a ton of cops that don't want these.
Yeah, there's. I've been contacted by people in the military because they go on these long convoys and they're not allowed to get out of their Humvee due to IEDs on the side of the road, and they said, this would be great for our military platoon. So, send me some.
It's a great idea.
I've had some people in the military over in Afghanistan buy them.
It's a great idea. What about airline pilots, guys who are flying cross country? I mean, there's no bathroom in some of those, especially if you have one of the smaller planes with no bathroom.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, my dad's friend's a pilot, and he would have a funnel with a tube that would go out the door and just kind of sprinkle in the air. Whatever's below him, as he's flying, kind of crop dust in his pee as he's flying a small plane.
I just pull over, but we do take some long motorcycle trips. You might have to develop something that is portable for guys on motorcycles.
Yeah. I'd have to figure out the aerodynamics with the wind, but I think it would probably work on a motorcycle, too.
Yeah, no, it could. You could definitely have to fix it into the fairing, and something you have to have a fairing so it doesn't blow all over you. And then run the hose from yourself to the something in, on the front on the fairing. I think that could work. I don't know.
Some type of windshield around it. So one, you know, exactly.
And all this sounds ridiculous, but the first time you told your friend, I'm going to make a tube to pee into a bottle inside your car, you know they looked at you the same way people are hearing this.
Oh, yeah. The night before I launched my Kickstarter, I was out at a bar and I told my friends, they go, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my life, or it might actually work. I give it a 50-50 chance and somehow it just blew up and it was astonishing, really. But it does solve a lot of problems. I mean, you're stuck in traffic and you got to go in a traffic jam and, you know, what do you do? I actually had somebody write me an email the other day. He was in Colorado, an avalanche blocked the road ahead of him, and he was stuck in his car for hours, and he said, thank God I had the carpool with me.
God bless him. At that point, I'd lose all modesty, get out of the car, and I'll pee on a school bus full of kids. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have that option, too. But, you know, if you want to be classy about it, you use the carpool. So, if you want to be a gentleman, that's when you use the carpool.
Is this your first invention?
It is not my first invention, actually. So I have an engineering background, and I've invented several other ideas. And the reason I even came up with this is I was working at an engineering job at JFK Airport, and I walked around outside the terminals, and I counted 27 bottles filled with Uber driver and taxi driver pee on the side of the road.
Yep.
And that's when that light bulb went off in my head, and look, there's a problem that needs to be solved here.
Yes,
and I know. That's when I came up with the carpool.
How far have you gotten along in an idea and figure out how to poop in your car?
I don't know if I'm going to go down that road. That would be. People have asked me if they can poop into the carpool. I said no, but
you can, but you're not going to like it.
Yeah, you can. You can try, but I don't know if it's going to be reusable after you do that. But I haven't gotten that far. What I am doing is I'm going to come out with a female version, though, because this one's only for males. But, you know, 50% of people there are women, so I got to.
That's right. 50% are women.
I got to cover the market. So.
Indeed. All right, listen, I think you're a genius, Eric. I am. And I think everybody should go to originalcarpool.com, originalcarpools.com, and that's where you can get this. There's never been a finer portable toilet for men, ever. I've seen paper ones. I've seen some cheaply made stuff. But this is without a doubt the Cadillac of portable toilets. Eric, are you still there?
Yep, still here.
All right, then. You stay right there. Hold on a second. That's the part where you say thank you, and then I say goodbye. But... does Mike need one of these?
It can't hurt. I think we all know that.
Mike does have some problems. He's peed in his pants in the car.
Well, he pushes it that last minute, and he doesn't do the calculations like you do driving along 635.
Well, I just stop. I stop, yeah. I get out, and I pee. And I'm like, look, if a cop... Here's my thing. Would you be more embarrassed because you took a leak on the side of the highway, or I walk into my house, sassy my fancy pants is there, and I look like I'm a 4-year-old kid who just wet his pants on the playground?
I hear you. Stop. Pee. Right there. Yeah. The end. I don't care. It's not going to be hard to figure it out.
But Mike definitely needs a couple of these. Was Eric okay?
He's the funny dude. He goes, tell Johnny I'm sorry because he said thank you. You did a great job on the air and he loved the product, whatever. He goes, I couldn't hear him right at the end and I couldn't tell if he was saying he liked it or if he said this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. He goes, so I didn't know what to say.
No, I was saying it was great.
He was funny.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
All right. Well, listen, we definitely need to get at least one for Mike.
Yeah, thank we'll you. Get one for Mike to just wear present. Around during the day.
You now tell me, Tia, you still Amazon driving?
Yeah.
Do you need one of these?
That wouldn't be a bad idea because there's been a couple times I've had stuff off at gas stations and that stuff because I've had to pee.
But think how much more you could get done.
Yeah.
By the
way, fit more packages in that block window.
He's such a terrible aggressive driver. Like I can only imagine when money's on the table.
Oh.
And timing is everything. Because the more you deliver, the more you get.
Yeah,
paid.
The quicker you are, the more money you get.
You gotta be an aggressive driver and a defensive driver.
Listen, you do it. Look, I just don't want you to ever get hurt. I don't care about the others. I don't care if you mow down orphans, man. Just don't get hurt.
Right, thank you.
Be careful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.